They can't take it with them. So I'll just tell you a story. There once was a very rich man, similar to the man in our story today. He was very, very rich, and he kept all his money in boxes in the house, as he didn't trust the banks. He made his wife promise that when he died, she would bury all his money with him. She promised him that she would do just that. A few years later, the man died, and at his funeral, her friends asked her if she had kept her promise and buried his fortune with him as he'd asked. She replied that of course she had, as she'd made the promise. Her friend looked at her in disbelief, saying how honourable her friend was to keep her promise. She replied, "Honourable, yes. Stupid, no. I wrote the cheque." You can't take it with you. The man in our story today has so much crops that he wants to build a bigger barn. In other words, he's keeping everything and not sharing it. God tells him how foolish he is, as that very night he would die and all this would be worthless. I don't think he was a fool in the sense that we would call somebody a fool, as he must have been quite clever to amass such a fortune, probably out of sheer hard work. But I think Jesus is calling him a fool because he lives only for himself. He's pleased with himself, and he talks to his soul, using the "my" word, my grain, my barns, my crops. He is totally and utterly living for himself. It never even occurs to him that he might die and not see the benefit of his hard-earned crops. He was arrogant enough to believe that he was somehow safe with all his wealth and was ready to eat, drink, and be merry. He was an idolater, putting his wealth and his possessions where God should be in his life, and not realizing that his time was limited. The story that we just heard starts with a man asking Jesus to tell his brother to share his inheritance. Now, this has to be the younger brother making such a request, as the older brother would have inherited a double portion of his father's estate, reflecting his role now as head of the family and the responsibilities that would pass to him. The younger brother was greedy and took his complaint to Jesus, as traditionally, if there was a dispute, they would take it to the rabbi and to advise and sort out. Although Jesus was often referred to as rabbi because of his teachings, there's no evidence that he became a rabbi officially. However, rabbi or not, Jesus wasn't getting involved in that argument, but told him to be on his guard against all kinds of greed. He then goes on to tell those present the story of the rich fool. He tells them that life does not consist of an abundance of possessions. It's not evil to have an abundance, but it was the way he looked at it and never thought to share. He held on to what he had. He thought, as so many think today, that more makes you happy and enough gives you security. There are people today with such an abundance that they are building bigger houses, going on more expensive holidays, maybe making bigger shelves for their collections. So we too need to be on our guard. We are swamped with adverts on the TV, and we are targeted even on our phones to buy bigger, more expensive items. Don't hold on to what you have. So what are we holding on to? Do you have an abundance of something that could be shared with someone less fortunate? It doesn't have to be money. There are other things that we may have too much of and could share. Maybe clothes, tins of stuff in our cupboards that we've been hoarding, fruit and vegetables in the garden, and even, if I dare say it, an abundance of hugs to share, with permission, of course. After all, everything we have ultimately comes from God, and we are given those things to share with others, and not to prioritize earthly possessions over spiritual wealth. More does not make you happy, and enough does not give you security. We're all going to die someday, and we must realise we can't take it with us. So let us learn to share what we have with others. Amen.